All right, man. So yeah, I was just thinking, because I was in this expats group on Facebook, and they were talking about the how you know Europeans, I guess, don't use credit cards like we do in the States. So I was just thinking, I had this conversation with somebody, it was just ridiculous. But I was thinking about how I learned about credit in the US. So I thought it'd be a good topic to share on the channel. So how I learned about credit was, well, you know, when you're in the US, you always hear something about credit, you know, in some type of passing, but I didn't know, you know, I just didn't know what the fuck it was. And I remember I was working at in a mail room in Cincinnati, Ohio, in a mail room. It was actually a pretty fun job. But yeah, I was in a mail room, and that's when it started to click, like, you know what? Maybe I should look into this thing called credit. Because I don't know what it is. And so when I looked into it, I got to look at my score. I think at the time my score was like five something. I was maybe like 19, 20. And you know, it hadn't done much at all. But I still fucked it up though. But my credit score was like it was like 529 or 513, something. It was in the lower 500s, right? Which a good credit score is like 700 and above, or they've been changing a little bit now. But once you're up in the 700, you're pretty much good. Okay. So I remember I went to US Bank in Ohio, and it was this big dude, big white dude. And I asked him, I said, you know what is credit? So he sat there, he explained everything that at least he knew about it. We talked for about 30, 45 minutes. He just, because when nobody else was coming in the bank, so he just explained me everything and showed me all types of numbers and shit. I still remember that. So long story short, all credit in the U.S. in the U.S. System is pretty much a report on if you owe people, and you know how much do you owe them, how long have you owed them, and then you didn't pay it back and shit like that. So my credit was fucked up because I tell you guys at least two things I can think of now. The first thing I fucked it up was I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and we got talked into signing up for, this was back when gym memberships were like the thing, and we got and I got talked into, I did it, I'm not saying I talked to, but I signed up for a free gym membership. When in all actuality, like it was free, but it automatically charged you know, like after, I don't know, like a month or two or something like that. And, you know, I was young, just didn't read shit, signed it, you know, and did it. And next thing I know, I'm getting these, like, you know, letters in the mail talk about something. I have a overdraw, was an overdraft fee on my account, which was like, you know, back then, I think the grand total ended up coming up to like $300 something before I finally went back to the gym and told him, like, you know, I don't want this anymore. I didn't even know he was going to charge me, blah blah blah. And then the other thing I end up owing, which I don't even remember how I end up or why I end up owing this, but I remember I owed T-Mobile like $130 something or something like that. But the thing was, I had never paid it back. But I was like 20, you know, so maybe it went like about maybe like what 2 years at max. That I just didn't pay it back. But for those of you who don't know, the U.S. credit system, it's all, like I said it earlier, it's also based off of how long you go without paying it back and how much it was. You know, that those two things have a huge impact on it. So after the dude talked, he taught me, like, you know, you can get a certificate of deposit, which is pretty much like you just, you know, putting money in the bank and letting it sit there for you know, 6 months or a year or some shit. But you can't, if you take it out, you get a penalty for taking it out. You can get credit cards. Pretty much the overall way how to build your credit is you have to show that you can either hold on to something of financial value, of higher financial value. You can hold on to it and just kind of keep it somewhere, or you gotta take some kind of a loan out and be shown, you know, in your history to pay it back. And where it comes to that loan shit. So for example, like I'm sorry, when it comes to paying shit back, for example, like if you pay your electric bill every month, that's not gonna do anything for your credit report. But if you miss an electric bill payment and it goes to the, you know, to the collection agency, then you know it'll fuck up your credit. So if you can pay your cell phone bill, internet bill, all that shit, you know, for 15 years, and that's not gonna do anything for your credit. But if you don't pay it, it'll fuck up your credit. So but now with credit cards, like let's say if you got a credit card, you just got the credit card and you just you would be better off just getting a credit card and just never using it. Then I would say, well, maybe somebody out there can educate you better, you know, better than I can. But from my experience, you'd be better off having a credit card, not using it, than not having a credit card ever at all, kind of thing. Because you got to show, from how I understood it, you have to show pretty much like the credit bureaus that you can hold on to, you know, a decent, you know, at least a few hundreds, you can hold on to it and not spend it all and have nothing to show for it of higher value, and, you know, to where you couldn't pay it back later type shit. So yeah, that's how I found out about credit. It was a dude at US Bank. He sat down, he ran me through everything, which I find it, like, I just find it a bit, you know, interesting how I don't know why this is, but the US really pays a lot of attention to credit. Like, maybe other countries do too, but the US, I can speak for, because, you know, obviously I'm from there, but we do, like, but from how I'm understanding over here in Europe, it's nowhere near as closely monitored. Like, if you still fuck up, it'll go on, like, you know, your record, but, like, you're not completely defined by that. Like, you, like, in the States, like, depending on where you go, like, you'll be completely defined by that shit, man. And like, yeah, you will end up getting left out of certain areas or whatever the fuck. You're gonna have to pay higher interest rates. Because, for example, when I got my first nice car, first decent car, well, all my cars were decent. My dad never let me get a piece of junk. Because my dad's a retired mechanic, so he never let me get a piece of junk. But the first car I had that was on a payment, it was a Dodge Stratus 2001. Red. It was a nice car. It was like maybe 2009. And I think the car was like a 2001 or 2002, but it was like well kept. It was real nice. It looked, you know, beautiful when I first got it. And I remember the loan was for like, I think the loan was like $6,000 or $7,000. And I remember the payments were like $200 and something a month. And I tell you guys what I did. I felt so bad because my dad had to co-sign for it because I had no credit. My dad had to co-sign for it. And the interest rate was like 22%. I still remember it was at least in the 20s. I still remember looking at the US Bank loan page where you can pay it off on the internet. The interest rate was like 20-something%, right? So I remember I would pay, you know, the monthly bill. And then if I got literally like an extra $30, $10, $5, I would just put it towards like what we call like the principal balance, which means like, you know, the total amount of what the loan was, right? That doesn't count for your next month's payment, but it counts for, you know, take down the actual loan payment down. So I remember I did that for I think the loan was for 5 years. I think I paid it off in like two. I think it was like two and a half max. But here's the funny part though. I remember I'd say every time I got like a little extra money, I would just throw it towards the principal, like the total loan. And I'd be eating ramen noodles, you know, eating nothing just to get out that car loan payment. And I remember it was around Christmas one year. It was around Christmas season one year because it was cold. And I was at the library. And I literally, I'm not joking with you guys, I literally owed like $35 on the total loan, right? After like $6,000-$7,000, I got it down to $35, paying off, you know, easily, I'd say about double, you know, every month when it all came boiled down to it. And I remember I owed like it was like $20 or $35, and it was just one of them times I just didn't have it. Like, I just didn't have an extra $20-$35. And I was like, oh, I was looking at it. I clicked it and go there and look at it. I was like, oh, I just don't. I paid this loan. All, you know, maybe you'd be 20, in your early 20s, paying down $7,000 loan with the little bullshit jobs. And that, especially, you know, when I was coming up, you couldn't get a job that paid over $11 an hour. When I was coming up, that was impossible. In the U.S., you know, with U.S. cost of living and all that shit, you couldn't find a job that paid over $11, $12 an hour. Those were like rare, especially where I was at. That was rare. And then with me, because I was going to school, I was trying to go to school and all that too. You couldn't afford to work a full time. You couldn't work a full time job. Get out of that. so like, yo, I just didn't have I remember I didn't have, it was like $20 or $30. I just didn't have it. And then I remember I would go in, click and look at it, still be there. And no joke, like once I waited like 2 weeks, and I remember I went back to the library to get on the internet and checked it, and it was just gone. Right. And like it was like there is no loan here. Like what? So like, so my first thought was, oh, maybe my dad, when he went to the bank and he seen it, because I never told my dad I was due. He didn't know. My dad had no idea. And this I found out he didn't know. Years later, I was sitting at Thanksgiving party at my aunt's house. We used to always go to my aunt's for Thanksgiving. The whole family would go to her house. And I remember telling this same story to them out there. And my dad, he had no, I thought my dad would in there paid that like last $20 off. He said, no, I ain't paid that off. I ain't know nothing about that. He probably didn't even know I paid the loan off early. Now that I think about it, he probably didn't even know. I think I'm gonna call him and ask him, did he know about that? Because I don't even think he know I paid it off early. But yeah, I paid it off at least 2 years early, because it was a four or five year loan. I paid it off 2 years early. But yeah, so we pretty much just deduced that the bank must have seen it and figured like, yo, it's gonna be more expensive keeping this account open than it is, you know, to wait for him to pay $35. Just go ahead and just close it. But yeah. That's what happened. That's how I got the first. That was the only car payment that I ever had. That was and to this day, I would still rather buy something buy a used car than a car on a payment or a new car. I would give me, because with that used car, you just go like when you paid up front for a car, you just go, oh, I don't feel like fixing it. I just let it sit for a while and then just go on about your business. But when you got that payment, yo, that payment is coming every month. And you got to prepare. That shit ain't cool. And like y'all know me, I got bad anxiety. I can't sit up with that. I can't sit up like, oh, is it coming yet? I can't do that. Y'all paid that shit off early. I thought my dad paid it off. He ain't paid it off. It just disappeared. But yeah, man. But yeah. But so back to the credit thing. Yo, and I get, man, life happens to people, man. Life happens. Like you're not going to get judgment from me if you got bad credit. Because, Leo, I get it. Life happens. Like, shit happens. Like my credit was fucked up. When I was 18, 19, my credit was fucked up. It was really just because I was just young. I was just dumb. I won't even blame it on being young because I knew how to read. I was just dumb. That was my reason for fucking up credit. But life happens, yo. You might have to fucking, you know, you might have to move across the country to go take care of your sick relative and leave that apartment on the lease you had back. And now, you know, you done got evicted from that apartment because you had to travel across the country to take care of your sick mom or dad or whatever the fuck. You see what I'm saying? Like, so you won't get judgment from me if you got bad credit. All right. I just want to make that clear too. Because I get it. I tell you what, life happens, and life don't care if you're not in a good mood for it or if it's going to inconvenience you or not. Life does not care, all right? So, again, like, I am not one that's going to judge you for that, all right? But anyway, back to the credit. In the U.S., it's definitely one of them things that is more intertwined in your life. So I want to say even something like if you go to work at a bank or something, like they run credit report, they run a credit check on you there to make sure because they want to know that they're going to hire somebody that has a lower chance of stealing from them. So like if your credit report, like if you owe all this money, you know, with having a bad credit score, then the bank will figure, oh, wait, like he might try to take something from us, you know, because to pay off that debt he owes. So we ain't going to hire him. Like I've heard that shit happening. Like or just where you can move, like the areas you can move into, type of cars you can get. And in the U.S., cars, like everybody, like most people are going to be driving in the U.S. Whereas over here in Europe is different. Like you can get around in public transportation and people ain't going to look down on you for that for real. But in the U.S., that credit, your payment history is far more intertwined with you. Now the thing, and this is where I was getting in that conversation on Facebook. A lot of it also depends on where you live. So let's say like me, I lived in Ohio. you can fix pretty much any problem with $1,000. Well, unless you was trying to like buy a house, but if you was trying to just rent a place, you know what I'm saying? You walk them in there with like, if you could save up $1,000, you could pretty much fix any problem with that. Now, if you were to go out to like New York City or California, that $1,000 ain't even gonna pay 1 month's rent. All right. Well, I think Ohio's starting to get there now too. But at least when I was younger, when I was in them, you know, in my late teens, early 20s, like $1,000 won't even get you rent in New York. Half, they won't even get you probably to half a rent in New York City. Whereas in Ohio, you fuck around and bogart your way in with $1,000. It's a whole different, like that's the tricky part about America. And this that's the tricky part about America. Once you get in these expat rooms that are around the world, and this is where I got into the argument with, not an argument, but like just trying to deduce, like, what the fuck is this idiot talking about? Foreigners will come move to the U.S., but they'll go to like New York City or California and then go out. And when they go back to where they from, they'll tell the people like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Because they was living in New York City. Like, motherfucker, that's New York City. That's not, you know, representative of you know, of the country. I guess it'd be like becoming to Prague and trying to assume that Prague is like, you know, all of Czech Republic. Like, this shit, it changes up a lot once you get outside of Prague. Like, not like super a lot, but it changes up enough to where you would see like, yeah, it's not, you know, the whole country is not Prague. Whereas like in the U.S., the whole country is not New York City and California. But yeah, no, I had to check them on that, like because. Because here's another thing. I'm on a long ass rant now. But here's another thing. The world likes to gangbang on North America. Like, they like to, like, they love to make fun of us. But then it's like, if you're from North America and you say something about somebody else, where, you know what I'm saying, they'll never take that well. You know what I'm saying? motherfuckers on the internet will roast North America like hard, right? But if I say something about their shit, they be heartbroken. Like I don't, what the fuck is that shit, man? Like, they get heartbroken if I say something, like, especially they don't know my personality and know, like, I guess maybe they think I'm like trying to get personal about it or some shit. It's not personal. I just be saying the reality. You know what I'm saying? American healthcare system fucking sucks balls. Like I said, I went to the doctor here. I got an ultrasound, CT scan, blood and piss test for $70 without insurance, which is unfucking heard of in North America. Our healthcare system is fucking awful unless you got a ton of money, right? So we suck in that. And I say that, but on the flip side, with that credit system and the ability to go out and get credit cards, America, we are just better than this Europe shit with that. We are just with, because what, like, we the U.S. definitely got more liberal with the idea of credit card. Like, for example, now this is something that's not, I haven't found yet over here. So for those of you in America, you know what I'm talking about. Let's say if you got a credit card, right? You can go to a store. Well, at least when I was younger, used to. Maybe you can't do it anymore, but when I was younger, I used to do it. You can go to a store and like buy something. Like, they'll just ring you up for $5 and then give you the $5 in cash if you need $5 in cash. Like we could do that in America. Like, out here, these motherfuckers ain't here. They just don't even comprehend that shit. Like, what? Like, motherfuckers don't get. Whereas, like, we got more liberal with playing with money, in the sense of like transaction wise, like with in certain contexts, I say we got more liberal. Whereas, like, they never got on that shit over here, man. So I will say that you'll have a little harder time if you come over here with the Americans, you know, perspective on it. But anyway, but the core message of that last rant was, look, every country has its strengths and weaknesses, for sure. Every country. And for whatever it is, every country has something that another country don't got, and, you know, nobody has it all. But anyway, that's the video, man. I got to get out of here. I got to run down the street real quick. I'm fucking exhausted, man. I'm just tired as fuck. But yeah, I'll let y'all go, man. See ya.